Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When the first album by the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra came out in 1994, there was a good chance it was going to be their last album. After all, the big band era had been over for something like half a century, and keeping a 17-piece band together in New York City seemed like a pretty tall order. Well, five more records followed, along with 9 Grammy nominations and 2 Grammy Awards, and in fact, Maria made history in 2005, by winning the first ever Grammy awarded to an album sold entirely through the internet. Now Maria Schneider is on to even bigger projects, branching out into music for classical orchestra. Maria Schneider, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
How big a step is it to go from your own jazz orchestra to the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, for example?
Absolutely massive.
Really?
Yes. Also, the biggest thing maybe was that I was writing for a soprano. When they commissioned me, it was Dawn Upshaw that came to me. And so writing for words, writing for a classical orchestra, not using improvisation, and having a lot of intimidation, because when I started out studying classical music, you know, at the University of Minnesota, I was a theory composition major. At that time, starting in 1979, the classical music world was very, if your music didn't have a lot of atonality and, you know, that you had to write a doctoral thesis on it to understand it, it was just considered very blasé.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a tonal animal, and I've just became incredibly intimidated by that world, and I said, okay, it's just not what I hear. And so for a long time, I just kind of avoided it. And then it came knocking. Dawn said, please, I want you to write something, you know, and she was coming to hear my band. And so finally I gave in and said, okay, I'll give it a try.
So the idea of being a classical composer was in your mind, it seems, pretty early, because you went to school with, it sounds like, you know, that kind of tendency.
You know what it was, is what I had in my mind is just to be a composer. You know, I grew up without making lines between genres. Mm-hmm. I had a teacher that when I was a child in Windom, Minnesota, that she had come from Chicago. She was a stride pianist. She was a classical pianist. Every lesson I had, we were taking, you know, standards and making stride arrangements and analyzing them in the same, analyzing the chord structure in the same way we analyze the chord structure of every classical piece. To me, it was all just music. So suddenly these delineations, when I hit them later, it never made sense to me.
Mm. So when you came to New York, the idea of using that kind of the composing and arranging chops that you had developed, using that in a jazz setting seemed...
Well, kind of... what happened is at Minnesota when I was studying with a man named Paul Fettler. He had been a student of Hindemith. And he heard
the classical composer,
and he, who I love, by the way, Four Temperaments is one of my favorite pieces ever, but he heard a lot of jazz influence in my writing, and he said, you know, Maria, why don't you go over and listen to the big band at the school? I didn't even know they had one. And he said, just, you know, maybe you should write something for them. So I just started sitting in on the rehearsals, and, you know, it just spoke to me. I started really getting into Gil Evans' music and Thad Jones and Ellington and Mingus, and you know, caught fire in me.
Well, when you think of someone like Gil Evans and the great work he did with Miles Davis in the late 50s, I mean, those are orchestral recordings in terms of the detail of the arrangement and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Even the stuff he was doing for the Thornhill Band in the 40s, you know, dance band, but he was taking pieces that were classical pieces and adapting them and doing bebop. You know, so he was doing this in the 40s. It's amazing.
We're speaking with Maria Schneider, and this actually is the album that won her the Grammy for Best Large Jazz Ensemble Recording in 2005. It's called Concert in the Garden. Just a little bit of Concert in the Garden, Grammy Award-winning record from 2004, won a Grammy in 2005 from Maria Schneider and her jazz orchestra. And there's a voice in there, Maria. That's our old friend Luciana Sosa.
Yeah.
Great Brazilian singer and composer herself. So you have written for voice before the current work with Dawn Upshaw.
Yes.
Although this is voice as instrument, isn't it?
Yeah, it's using a voice as an instrument in vocalese. That piece has a lot of Brazilian influence, which, you know, is a vocalese. It's a very Brazilian tradition. I actually, in this new piece I've written for Dawn, the first movement is vocalese.
Hmm.
And it was a Brazilian composer, and I decided to do that. It's kind of...
You mean a Brazilian poet?
I'm sorry, Brazilian poet, yes. So I decided to bring in a little bit of that, you know, Brazilian influence into the music.
The poet in question is Carlos Drummond de Andrade,
mm-hmm.
And the piece is called Carlos Drummond de Andrade Stories, getting its New York premiere on Friday the 13th at Carnegie Hall with Dawn Upshaw and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. You'll be conducting that, right?
Yes.
Have you done that before? I mean, aside from your own orchestra?
Once before, when we premiered the world premiere out in St. Paul, and that was a new experience, too, because I'm so comfortable with my own orchestra. You know, it's just I can do it so easily. But what a classical orchestra needs from you as a conductor is really very different. And also the way they treat time and even the different sections, the way a violin approaches time and the way a trumpet approaches time within the orchestra, it's very different. It's all run by the rhythm section in the big band. So it's taken some getting used to, but I love it. It's a challenge and it's a chance to really learn and, you know, develop myself.
So how did you come to hit upon De Andrade as the text for this piece for Dawn?
Well, I started just looking for poetry like crazy, and I wanted something. I was talking to a friend of mine who's also a very good friend of Luciana Souza. Her name's Lucia Guimarães, and she's a Brazilian journalist and correspondent, and I know her quite well. I said, Lucy, I'm looking for poetry that is just simple. I don't want something with complex, you know, obtuse language. I want something that's really about real life. And she said, oh, Andrade, you would love it. And then she immediately started telling me about this poem, Quadrilla. And it's, John loved Teresa, who loved Raymond, who loved Mary, who loved Jack, who loved Lily, who didn't love anybody. John went to the United States, Teresa to a convent, Raymond died in an accident, Mary became an old maid, Jack committed suicide, and Lily married J. Pinto Fernandez, who didn't figure into the story. So very Brazilian. And so she read me that poem in Portuguese, you know, and she was translating along the way. And then I started looking for translations. And there aren't that many, but I found in a book translations by Mark Strand, and the wonderful poet laureate, Pulitzer Prize winner, mm-hmm. Mark Strand. And I also found some translations by Elizabeth Bishop, but I found Strand's to be just in a simpler language, even though she spent more time in Brazil. She was very...
Lived there for a long time,
very Brazilian, had a stronger grasp of the language. When it came back into English, I don't know, for me it's Strand Strand made it.
So these Andrade stories were written for Don Upshaw and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. And as Maria Schneider has told us, she conducted the world premiere. And we have a little bit of that recording to play for you. This is the piece called Carlos Drummond de Andrade Stories. Just a little bit of the piece called Carlos Drummond de Andrade Stories by Maria Schneider, the longtime leader of the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra here in New York, and a work written for the widely acclaimed American soprano Dawn Upshaw and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. That's the world premiere recording you're hearing some of. The New York premiere of this piece is Friday, May 13th. At Carnegie Hall with Dawn Upshaw and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and Maria herself conducting once again. And Dawn Upshaw will be with us Thursday on Soundcheck in a very different context with the Irish composer Donica Dennehy. But so you've written now two pieces for Dawn, right, Maria?
Yes, after I completed this, she asked me to do another one, and so I'm premiering that in June. That's for the Australian Chamber Orchestra. And in that piece, I said to Dawn, I said, okay, in this piece I want to do something different. I said, I want you to know, because when I did the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra piece, we did it three nights in a row. And one performance aspect that I missed was that when I perform with my own orchestra and there's improvisation, at the end of the night, everybody's appreciating what each person created. So, you know, Donnie McCaslin will be like, oh, man, Clarence, when you played that, and, you know, Clarence will be, you know, everybody will be... It turns out it's in that situation, it's not about me, it's about them and what they're creating. And so I said to Dawn, I want you to know that. So I want to write a piece for you that has some improvisation around you. So I've included three musicians from my own group, Scott Robinson on bass clarinet and alto clarinet, Jay Anderson on bass, who he's very melodic and beautiful, and then Frank Kimbrough on piano. So I'm looking forward to trying that. And that's on... beautiful poetry, too. So,
The poetry of Ted Kusser.
Yes.
And that'll be at the Ojai Festival out in Southern California in June. Again, the New York premiere of the Andrade Stories with Dawn Upshaw and Maria Schneider is Friday the 13th here in New York at Carnegie Hall. These are not your first forays into classical music, either. You've written a string quartet.
Yes.
Which the Kronos Quartet has performed here in New York not too long ago. And I understand you haven't actually heard this performance
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I think I haven't. Yeah, writing string quartet was the hardest thing I ever did. Any classical composer will tell you that string quartet is the hardest medium, and I am here to say absolutely writing for orchestra is much easier. You know, the string quartet, everything is the four lines and...
Well, it's very distilled when you're used to working with 17, 20, 25 pieces.
Oh, man. I was just in torture writing this. And they said they didn't want any of the extra bells and whistles. You know, Kronos uses a lot of times tapes and things. They just wanted
bells and whistles.
Yes. Everything, wind-up toys and everything. So it was – they just wanted a straight-up quartet. So I don't know.
Well, this is how the third movement sounded when we recorded it for our web stream Q2 at Le Poisson Rouge. It's the Kronos Quartet with the third movement of Maria Schneider's String Quartet No. 1. Kronos Quartet, recorded live at Le Poisson Rouge, playing the third movement of Maria Schneider's String Quartet No. 1, a very rare instance of Maria writing for a small band, as opposed to her own jazz orchestra or the recent pieces we've been talking about for chamber orchestra. There is a real kind of... I know you've also been really into fan funding of your recordings. Mm-hmm. You were an early adopter. There's a kind of a communal aspect, it seems, to music making for you.
Yes, I think there is. Are you talking about what I was just referring to? And
well, just the fact that, you know, that as you were saying before, the musicians at the end of the night telling each other what they did that they really liked. And for you as a composer, you know, seems like collaboration is a really important part of what you do.
Yeah, I'm definitely a social animal. You know, I also like being alone when I'm composing, but I get a lot of time alone when I'm composing. And so, I mean, the fan funding thing feels great because when I'm writing, I feel like I have these people that are believing in me. They're waiting to hear about the process. So I kind of feel like it's people on the sideline. You're running a marathon and there's kind of people there saying, go, go, we know you can make it. You know, and it's as opposed to sitting there and it's, okay, another note on the page. It's such a slow, laborious process to do what I do.
So with the fan funding, instead of being up in your ivory tower, you're letting people in on the process, updating them as things are happening and where you are.
Artishare, it kind of opened me up to the idea that, you know, I can show the difficulties. And when I first started it, I remember my father, he read one of my entries, or I don't know, maybe it was taped or something, where I was saying, oh, today I just don't feel like I'm a composer at all. I don't know what's going to come. I'm worried, you know. And my father said, Maria, these people are going to think that what you're writing is horrible. Nobody's going to want to participate in this project. You have to show some confidence. And I said, but Dad, I'm trying to expose how it really is. And you know, in the end, it's, you know, it's, I think there's too many people out there that give the impression that it just all comes out so easily. And it doesn't. I don't think it, okay, it did for Mozart.
Although even Mozart, you know, must have had one or two dark nights of the creative soul.
Maybe.
You would
but
think.
Not as many as the rest of us, that's for sure.
So Artistshare is the website where this community comes together to fund recordings, to buy records. It's where the Grammy-winning record was sold, basically, the concert in the garden. Maria Schneider's new piece for Dawn Upshaw and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra gets its New York premiere at Carnegie Hall on Friday night, May 13th. And there'll be a second piece with Dawn Upshaw and the Australian Chamber Orchestra and members of her own jazz orchestra premiering in California's Ojai Festival on June 12th. And Maria, it's been a while since the last record. Are you due for another?
You know, I'm kind of hoping the next record will be the classical pieces with Dawn. Yeah. And then after that, something with the band. You know, there's so much to do. Too much.
A little bit more from the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra in the background. Maria, thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
That'll do it for today's show. On our next program, we smack down the sometimes awesome, sometimes annoying art of whistling. Plus, Swedish pop trio Peter Björn and John, they first captured listeners' attention with a catchy whistled melody. They join us live in the studio to play some whistle-free tunes from their newest album. Don't forget to join Soundcheck for our next live broadcast from the Green Space on Thursday, May 19th. Medeski, Martin, and Wood will play a special acoustic set. They're ready to celebrate their 20th anniversary. And New York singer-songwriter Garland Jeffries will play songs from his first new album in 13 years. That's Thursday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Katie Salmon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck.